The cull has continued in the White Ferns, with two more players from the World Cup squad finding themselves left right out. Following Amy Satterthwaite, out of favour is her wife, Leah Tahuhu, Frankie Mackay, Tamsin Newton and Lee Kasparek. Felicity Reid reports.
The White Ferns are still without a coach, just 64 days before their next tournament. Says the level of change on the contract list is unprecedented.
Over probably men's and women's contracting lists, I don't think there's ever been six changes to a contract list. So they've certainly decided to go in a new direction and, I guess, drop the axe quite willingly.
Unlike Satterthwaite, Tahuhu isn't ruling out playing for New Zealand again and says the cutthroat process hasn't dented her relationship with New Zealand cricket.
Not being offered a contract is one thing, but you know it doesn't mean that you can't be selected, I guess, in the future. So for me, that's something that I guess I'm holding on to. I do hope to play for New Zealand again. I think I've got a lot to offer still, and if a new coach did come in and decide that they wanted me to be a part of that, I would be more than open to being able to pull on that shirt again.
Tahuhu believes today's contract list might look different if the White Ferns' results at the home 50-over World Cup this year had been different.
If we didn't make a semi-final or a final, I guess it would be harder for these decisions to be made, certainly.
But she also believes, personally, she is in the form of her career.
I've been bowling some of the best of my career, but look, that's not always what decisions are based on, I guess. So you have to respect the decision and the view that New Zealand cricket have taken.
New Zealand cricket's high performance manager, Brian Stonick, says while it's difficult telling players like Tahuhu and Satterthwaite they'd missed out on contracts, the team needs to move in a new direction after their failure at the World Cup. He accepts it as a balancing act when it comes to how many veteran players to let go and how many younger talents to bring through.
You can go too far either way with these things. So I think when we look at it, we've got a nice blend of that experience with the youth coming through, and it's exciting what our system's starting to produce and the talent that's coming through. And we want to give that talent some opportunities to put the results on the board and get this team to where we all want and need it to be.
Stronach accepts initially that could mean going backwards results-wise.
There can be some short-term pain, but we just don't know what this talent can do right now, and we think that it's really exciting. So who knows what could happen in the short term? We want to be optimistic around that, but we also want to take a really long-term and sustainable approach.
The White Ferns' next tournament is T20 at the Commonwealth Games. The six newly contracted players are 18-year-olds Fran Jonas, Izzy Gaze and Georgia Plummer, and 20-year-olds Molly Penfold, Nenslai Patel and Eden Carson.